Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. An Illinois lawmaker wants to lower the legal drinking age as long as a parent or guardian is present at the same establishment. I spoke with the sponsor, Republican Representative John Cabello.
There's 19 other states that have this. If you're 18 years old and you go to an establishment with parent or guardian, you're allowed to have adult beverages. We feel that if you're 18 years old and you're old enough to die for the country, you should be able to have a beer. We're letting kids do things at a much younger age nowadays. We figured they should be, if they're an adult, they should be able to have a beer. Now, I did file a bill last General Assembly that was just purely 18 years old, where you didn't need a parent or guardian. That was a bill to get people's attention. That was not a bill that we wanted to pass because we would lose federal road funding if we did that. But it did get some folks' attention, and then we filed this bill, again, last General Assembly, and now again this General Assembly, and is being talked about quite a bit. So we'll see where it goes.
Is there anyone that came to your office directly and asked for this? Or where did you get the idea from besides other states that have this in place?
I was a kid at once knew that I started drinking alcohol when I was 13, sneaking it out of my parents' refrigerator. So it didn't really come from anybody but myself. We start driving at 16, you're adult at 18. I just assumed that we have 18-year-olds that are very responsible. And assume that we'll be able to get this done for them because they are responsible adults.
So I know this is under a couple of different acts, including the Video Gaming Act. Which establishments would be covered under this where, you know, someone 18 could go in with a parent or guardian and get alcohol?
Any establishment that wishes to allow it. This isn't forcing anyone to do anything. So if you're 18 and you don't want to go do this, you don't have to. If you're an establishment and you don't want 18-year-olds drinking in your establishment, you do not have to allow it. So it's any establishment. The next step will be to allow 18-year-olds to be able to use those terminal operating machines, the gaming machines. So that's why we included that in there as well.
How would an establishment verify that someone was actually a parent or a guardian?
Well, there are different ways of doing that. Just the same way as finding out if you are 21 now. I don't believe they're going to be requesting legal documentation from your birth certificate, but that's one way of doing it. I mean, a guardian can be somebody that your parent says, yes, you can go with this person today. So that's, I don't think it's going to be where you're going to have you know, your birth certificate with you to show you who their parent or guardian is.
When you've talked with the establishments about this, you know, are they concerned about the liability that they that might bring if something happens and they haven't actually verified someone was a parent or guardian?
Nope. No one has come forward with that. No.
I'm curious from your perspective, you talked about your own experience drinking at a young age. We do have research that's widely available that talks about brain development in people even into their 20s and that alcohol can alter that development. Are you concerned about that part of this?
Not at all. I mean, you got other countries around the world that have no drinking age. And the world still turns.
You mentioned this is kind of an entry to allow people under 21 to also do video gaming?
Yes.
Is that something that is being requested by establishments, by people under 21?
Nope. It's an idea of myself. We have received lots of letters in support for, number one, just the drinking age being lowered to 18 when that bill is filed, when we filed the bill that allows you to do that with a parent or guardian. We received several letters in support. And when we there's no reason to file the 18-year-old being able to gamble in an establishment until we get this one passed.
I know this is in Rules Committee. Do you have any co-sponsors at this point on this bill?
I haven't asked for any because we just filed it. So we will start hitting it pretty heavily. I have spoken to some folks on the other side of the aisle that are in favor of it. So we will see how it progresses.
We will follow the bill. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. Thank you so much.
That is Republican Representative John Cabello of Illinois.